Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of September, 2020. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, minus Apple. Yeah, we figured we gave you enough Apple yesterday. Yep, Apple-free show for you today, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, so we did have that other announcement yesterday, and now we got another announcement today. Yes, Sony PlayStation, it's coming. The PlayStation 5 will be heading our way on November 12th, and it ain't going to be just one PlayStation 5. No, it's going to be two PlayStation 5s. Now, the first one, we'll call it the primary one, PlayStation 5, will cost you about $499. The digital edition counterpart will cost you $399. Now, the November 12th launch for the new PlayStation actually only includes a few countries. The U.S., Japan, Canada, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea. As far as when the rest of the world will be getting the console, including the UK, it should be arriving around November 19th. And pre-orders actually start today. GoPro is back! Introducing the new Hero 9 Black, it actually adds a second color screen this time around, 5K video, and better battery life, which is always a welcome. Now, the overall resolution of the new Hero 9 Black can shoot with up to 20 megapixels. That's 20 megapixel stills, by the way. That's actually up from 12 megapixels. And like we were saying, 5K video for the first time, but that can actually only go to 30 frames per second. But you still get 60 frames per second for 4K video. As far as the battery is concerned, 40% longer than the Hero 8 Black, which is a much welcome improvement. And speaking of improvement, GoPro has actually brought back the removable lens cover, something that not too many people were happy with when they removed it on the 2019 model. Now, as far as the front panel display, it now offers a full color panel. That's for previewing shots. And the rear display is actually a lot bigger. So now, if you're all ready to grab one, you can go out and get one for $449 or spend $100 less. You can actually do it that way by going to GoPro's official website. But there is a catch, of course. You gotta buy 1 year subscription of GoPro Plus, which, by the way, costs $50. So it's up to you. Podcast lovers out there, Amazon is now on board. I guess they took a look at, you know, Apple, Spotify, and says, yep, probably a good idea if we go this direction. With their new offering, that brings 70,000 shows to the platform now. And according to Amazon, they'll be adding more day in and day out. Now, podcasts can be listened through the updated Amazon Music app, so it's best you go grab that update if you're on mobile. Of course, on the web, or even through your Amazon Echo devices. And finally, sick of vacuuming? Well, let the damn robot do it. Yeah, Roomba's got a new vacuum for us, the iRobot i3 Plus model. And of course, you heard me say Plus, so obviously there's a lower grade model too. Yeah, just the plain old i3. The difference? Well, price, of course. $599 for the i3 Plus, $399 for just the plain old i3. Now, what's the main difference between the two? Well, if you hate dumping dirt, $200 more might be worth it to you. Apparently, the i3 Plus is capable of holding 60 days worth of dirt. Well, the plain old i3, yeah, it has no emptying station. Amazingly, though, when you look at the two, they look identical. The main drawback, though, is they don't include any of the company's smart mapping features. You know, where it allows the vacuum to go around your house, so you don't have to tell them exactly, yeah, would you go in there and clean that damn room? Nope, you'll only find that on the i7 Plus and i7 models. As far as availability goes for the new vacuums, models are available in the U.S. and Canada. That's starting actually today. As for the rest of the world, it'll be hitting sometime in the first quarter of next year. Got a story. Know what else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get over there. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Check out our blog and so much more. Give us a like on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. Sorry, boys and girls, no Friday edition tomorrow. However, though, we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen tomorrow and over the weekend, too. But until then, have a great Thursday, have a great Friday, and a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.